إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that attitude is a function of perspective. Attitude is a function of perspective. What you believe about something, or how you approach something, how you approach a particular situation in your life, is a function of how you see it. If you see it as positive, you will approach it in a particular way. If you see it as negative, you will approach it in a different way. So therefore, attitude is a function of perspective. Attitude is important because everything else is based on attitude. All action is based on attitude. If you have a negative attitude, then either you will not take any action or you will take action which is negative. But if you have a positive attitude, then even in the most difficult of times, you will still take a positive attitude and you will succeed. There is that little story about this donkey that fell into a pit. And it was an old donkey and so on, so his owner decided that he is not going to bother to pull the donkey out, it is too much trouble. So he just decided to cover up the donkey and bury him. So he started throwing stuff into the pit. So this donkey kept on stamping those things, whatever came into the pit, it kept on treading on it until the pit filled up and the donkey walked out. So the issue is, what did the donkey think about in his own situation? Did he say that this is a hopeless situation, I'm in the pit, so I may as well die? Or did he say that this is a situation in which, even though people are throwing things at me, I can make use of those things? So attitude is a function of perspective. There is a wonderful piece of research that was done by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross on terminally ill patients. She worked with people who have who received news about terminal illness. So usually it's cancer, maybe it's also other things. So somebody gets this news that you have cancer. Now how do they deal with that? And it's a very interesting and detailed piece of research, but the gist of it, which I mentioned in another context earlier, is she coined this phrase, SARAH, S-A-R-A-H, SARAH. And SARAH is an acronym which describes the psychological stages through which a person goes when they receive news of terminal illness. So S-A-R-A-H stands for, S is shock. So somebody says, you have cancer. You say, oh my God, how did this happen to me? You know, it's a shock. How is this? So first stage is shock. Second stage is anger. S-A is anger. You know, why did it happen to me? How can it happen to me? So the doctor is wrong, diagnosis is wrong, why was I told this, and so on and so on. And eventually it goes to, you know, why did God do this to me, and why is this fate? So all of this kind of anger that happens. So that's the second stage. Third stage is resistance, unwillingness to believe. No, all this is false. This is nonsense. This is not happening. So this hospital is wrong, this test is wrong, I must get one more scan done and a third scan done, and hospitals in India are useless, so let me go to the UK, and UK is useless, so let me go to the US, and so on. So this resistance phase continues, and it can continue for a long time. After that resistance phase, if a person passes through the shock, anger and resistance, the fourth phase is that of acceptance. You say, okay, yes, this is true. Yes, it is happening to me. Yes, I have it. Now what? And that brings us to the last one, which is H, for help. So now we say, yes, I accept it. So therefore, what must I do? So SARAH, S-A-R-A-H, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross used to say, make friends with SARAH, because the faster you go through the three first phases, the sooner you will start doing positive things. So the key to, we also use this to teach, for example, behavioral change. You know, how to accept adverse feedback, and it goes through the same phases: shock, anger, resistance, and then acceptance and help. Yes, this is something I need to change, so tell me how to do it. Now, taking this and applying Islam to it, what must a Muslim do or what should a Muslim do, because we have a different perspective on life. As I told you, perspective decides attitude. Attitude is a function of perspective. So our perspective is different in life. So Elizabeth Kubler-Ross didn't work with Muslims. She worked with people who are not Muslim. So she's talking about what is the normal human reaction to news of terminal illness. And as I mentioned before, we don't have to restrict this to terminal illness. It can be any kind of adverse news. But with the Islamic focus, with knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is or should be the perspective of a Muslim when he or she is faced with news of terminal illness? As I said, also something else. Now, with us, we have to understand this in the context of the Quran and Sunnah. So the first thing that we understand, and I'll take cancer as an example to illustrate, but you can apply it in other cases. Receiving the news of cancer. So normal situation is shock and anger, right? If you combine the first two, shock and anger. But if the Muslim who understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalla, who understands life, he or she receives this news in a different way. They don't receive the news in the way of shock and anger. Yes, there is shock, obviously. I mean, it's not something that happens every day. So there is some shock. But two things guide the Muslim. First one that guides the Muslim is that this life will end. That I have to die. Whether I die today or I die 10,000 years from now, I have to die. There is no escape from that. So therefore, the fact that I am dying is not something which is so shocking or so new. After all, the doctor told me that I am going to die or I have 6 months left. But my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me I do not even have 6 seconds left. He said, do not even believe that when you make salam from one shoulder to the right shoulder that you will actually live to say salam alaikum wa rahmatullah at the left shoulder. Do not even have this belief that this much, how long does it take? Maybe 1 second. So when I believe this, what Rasulullah ﷺ said, that death can come at any moment, and when I believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, that when the time for death comes, it will not be brought forward by a second and it will not be delayed by a second. So when I have this belief already, if the doctor is telling me that you have got 6 months to live, all right, so that is news. It's not so shocking news. It's not something that I'm absolutely astounded. So number one. Number two, the normal reaction is anger. But the reaction of the Muslim is what? What is death? Death is the opening of the eyes. Death is the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Death is the door through which I walk from this state of being to that state of being. So it is not something that I fear. It is not something that I have to run away from. In any case, I can't run from that. So therefore, where is the anger? Number two, which is a better way to die? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. Allah mentioned in Surah Al-An'am that people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who insist on disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who completely exceed all boundaries in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm talking about very serious disobedience and rebellion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they for them, what will Allah do? Allah will open on them the doors of the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them more and more wealth. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we open for them doors of everything. And then in the middle of that, we will seize them بَغْتَةً, suddenly. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِثُونَ, and then they will be hopeless and they will be broken. So that is one form of death. The death is sudden death. No time to make tawbah, no time to put your affairs in order, no time for anything, bam, and you're gone. That's one way. The other way is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a warning. You've got 6 months to go. The doctor is saying you've got 6 months to go. The doctor is not alimul ghaib. He does not know that, whether I have 6 months to go. But it is a warning. So even if, may Allah protect us from living lives like that, but even if the life has been going haywire somewhere, now the moment I got this news, we say alhamdulillah. So instead of shock, we have shukr, alhamdulillah. And the second one, instead of anger, we say alhamdulillah. Why? Because I got this warning. So now, if I have 6 months, even if I have 6 months, then I've got enough time to put my things in order, I write my will, I call my people, I give them whatever wasiyat I have to give, whatever I have to settle, I settle. Whatever I have done, I make tawbah. If I have to go and apologize to somebody, I go apologize. I make sure that all my records and everything else is, yeah, alhamdulillah, neat and clean. Right? So, now when I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going in as pure and clean a condition as possible. And we hope on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to forgive us. So this news of terminal illness, when a Muslim receives it, he does not receive it with shock and anger. He receives it with shukr and alhamdulillah. This is the mercy of Allah. I'm not saying we make dua for cancer, but I'm saying if somebody does get cancer, then what do you do? Instead of running haywire and, you know, getting depressed and you know, all of that. No, alhamdulillah, very nice. This is a great good news. Allah has given me this warning before I die so that I die in a clean and neat state. And then of course, alhamdulillah, there are medical treatments available and so on and so forth. And Islam does not stop us from, you know, using any of that. So of course, by all means, use the treatments and all that, and have complete faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to give shifa. And we have enough, every one of us I'm sure has enough you know, stories which we know of people who were given up completely as terminal and, you know, cannot be cured, and the next thing you know, the whole cancer has you know, reversed and gone, and they are living happily ever. So I mean, this, but the fact remains that even if all of that happens, still one day you have to die. So if it's not 6 months, it's 6 years later, it's maybe 60 years later, 600 years later, whatever the case is, but one day. So therefore, the knowledge of the fact that I will die and the belief and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu enables the Muslim, even when he or she receives news of terminal illness, to approach it in a positive way, which actually energizes them and makes them stronger, rather than taking away their energy and strength and depressing them and putting them into that kind of a state.
And if a Muslim dies as a result of cancer, then inshallah that death is shahada.
Now that is the whole, what I mean by saying that perspective is, attitude is a function of perspective. How you look at something changes your attitude. And of course, even medically speaking, the doctors say that, you know, if you want to, things like cancer and so on, a positive attitude is actually something which helps in the cure. If a person approaches from a negative attitude, then the cure is not so effective. It's a positive attitude, it helps with the cure. And of course, they try to tell you positive attitude, you know, have faith, the drug will work, blah, blah, blah. We say we don't have faith, the drug will work. We have faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to give shifa. So, alhamdulillah, the positive attitude is now linked in the Quran and Sunnah, where we draw our energy and strength from. Therefore, I remind myself and you, always to have a positive attitude with whatever happens in life. Because we know that nothing happens without the knowledge of Allah, nothing happens without the will of Allah, nothing happens unless Allah wants it to happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about himself, biyadil khair. Allah said in his hand, in his hukum, in his amr, there is always khair. And this is the khair in this, that because of this news of the illness, a person gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a person's life focuses. Somebody asked Steve Jobs when he was given news of his pancreatic cancer, that is terminal and it's a galloping cancer and you got so much. So he said, this is the best thing that happened to me. They said, why? He said, because it helped me to put my life in perspective. It helped me to decide what are the important things in my life. He said, I gave up all the junk. I will meet you because for me this is very important, but I will not meet anybody else. So in that sense, he said, it actually helped me and I am very happy to get the news. And this man is saying it, he's not even a Muslim. So what must a Muslim say? Say, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Whatever happens, bismillah ta'ala, I am very happy, Allah gave me the opportunity, I make tawbah, I make everything, get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I go and meet Allah, jalla jalaluhu, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us jannatul firdaus ala bi ghayri hisab. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.